But in the car service, is Sammy.
Hi, Sammy. Is Richard in?
Let's see. He is. He's in the shop, and I'm out in the parking lot. If you can just hang on a couple minutes.
Okay.
All right.
No, ma'am. Yes, I'll have to get it for you. I'll be right there. I don't see any one tire that's just, you know, oh my gosh, low. I see two or three of them that could use a couple of pounds.
Maybe it might just be just right at that point where it's setting them off. I get them all exactly where they need to be.
Terribly low.
We're gonna stay all hours.
Are you?
We're gonna stay all hours.
Are you?
It's a third vehicle.
Sam, I got my cousin here to pick up the trunk. I'll come out there here and sign the paper and stuff. I'm over here trying to get my hat on.
Okay, that's fine.
He's been there.
Okay, tell him I'll be right with you.
What did you say it was? What?
It's a third vehicle.
Oh.
And we got it mainly to go on trips and stuff. But the gas mileage is terrible, so it's defeating the purpose of having it.
Luckily, I only use it around town, except when I come to either Virginia or the mountains.
So if I'm going to use it primarily to go on trips, I want it to have decent gas mileage. I just drove it
to Alabama and back, and my wife drives a venture van daily. And I figured it up, the difference in the gas mileage, it cost me $60 more to drive it to Alabama than it would have been for van.
Oh, it's locked?
It may not be them calling off, but because of... Thank you.
Well, here's what I do know. After you get over 20 miles an hour, if that was the problem, it should reset. Okay? If it does not, then just something has gone wrong with the system. You do not actually have a flat tire, obviously. So you can just get it addressed when you get back home.
Okay.
But if it does not go off, then it's just something gone wrong with a sensor and giving you a false reading.
Okay. So like